Welcome back to Big Brave Business. I'm your host, Sarah K. Heater. Big Brave Business is a podcast where we challenge the status quo of traditional business practices. So if you're ready to challenge norms, rewrite the rules, and redefine what it means to lead with courage and integrity, then grab a notebook and let's dive in. Welcome back to Big Brave Business. I am excited to be here for my very first solo episode of Big Brave Business. It's weird to do an episode without Amanda. That feels very, very strange, but I have to tell you that I am actually really excited about the direction for season two and where we're going to go with some of the conversations in this podcast. I wanted to spend a little time with you today and talk to you a little bit about what's been going on with me, a little bit of a catch-up session, and then also dig into what kind of content we're going to be talking about this season with Big Brave Business. So first of all, I want to just talk about the fact that this past week I had a plan for what I wanted this episode to be. I knew that I wasn't going to have a chance to record with a guest before this episode needed to come out. So I knew this was going to be a solo episode, and I had a topic in mind that I wanted to talk about. And then last week I had some really major medical stuff happen. I'm not gonna get into medical details on here at this moment, but I am going to say that it was really unexpected and I was struggling a lot. And it's the first time in my business that I actually had to even push back a podcast launch with a new launch client, which I'd never do unless it was truly an emergency. And I am okay, but definitely am anticipating that ultimately this is going to lead to at least one, if not multiple surgeries. And I don't really know. I think there's some questions still. And of course, healthcare for women is a challenge. And we'll see. We'll see how expediently I am able to really get some good answers and to have a good care plan. But I will say that this being one of the first times in my business that I actually needed to ask for flexibility and patience from some of my clients, including a brand new launch client, I was really not feeling great about that. I was actually feeling quite terrible about it. And what really blew my mind is I knew before I asked that it was going to be okay. I knew that I was asking for something that I needed. And I honestly wasn't asking for much, but I need it. And I knew that the people that I was going to have to ask for support from, in particular, really two people that it affected, but I would say there's a couple clients that I mentioned it to for the sake of some extra flexibility and grace with my normal turnaround time. And I knew before I even said it to them that it was going to be acceptable in their minds. I knew that they were going to be supportive. And still, though, what surprised me is not that they were supportive. I knew that was going to be the case, but that they were so enthusiastically encouraging that this was the right thing for me. And then also, I had one of those clients in particular who has been actually texting me regularly to check in and ask me how I'm doing and how I'm feeling. And I just think about when in a past life, it's funny, that's an expression I use with my partner, Eric. We refer to previous chapters of our lives as in a past life, but in a past chapter of my life, when I had a more typical 9-to-5, there absolutely were no circumstances where it would have been as easy to take guilt-free time to take care of myself. I definitely could have and would have needed to take paid time off. And I know that my supervisors in any of the jobs that I've had would have approved it, would have allowed it to happen. But I would have felt a lot of guilt, and I would have also felt worried about my job security when I know that I needed to take that time, and also I know that there will be additional time that I will need in the future. And I think that's nerve-wracking for people in the state of work today, that most of us are not in a position where we have a lot of flexibility, at least in the US, where we have a lot of flexibility where when a medical emergency happens that will be able to be well supported. Honestly, even with maternity leave or paternity leave, there just isn't a lot of support in the United States built into our infrastructure and our systems to allow us to be able to take the time that we need to take care of our physical wellness, our bodies. So, I am so beyond grateful that I'm in a situation at this point where not only was I able to take the week to really take care of myself and to have some like serious rest, but also that my clients were not just understanding, but incredibly supportive and encouraging and like enthusiastically supportive of me taking that time to myself. As this continues to unfold, I don't know what it's going to look like for my business. Obviously, I will always make sure my clients are taken care of. I do have a team, and we will just have to prepare for things to be covered. That's something we're already working on in my business anyway. By the way, if you're new here, if this is your first episode, welcome to Big Brave Business. This is definitely a different episode than usual, although we do like to periodically just do a catch up where it's like, hey, here's what's going on in our business lives. I have up to this point co-hosted this podcast with my business bestie, Amanda Nelson, and we've been doing this show for over a year now. And officially, now that we're in season two, Amanda's going to take a step back. She'll rotate in for episodes here and there as a guest. But yeah, it's going to officially be hosted by me moving forward for this season. And I'm going to be bringing in actually a bunch of guests for some guest co-hosting. And in the past, we have done many episodes where we've done a little bit of a catch-up of like, what is this actually like? And I think real talk about what it's like to run a business is something that I think is important to talk about. And as this podcast continues to evolve, I want to say, what is it like in business as a business leader in general? So whether you're running your own business or you are a leader in someone else's business or a corporation or whatever, whatever your work life looks like, if you are pursuing leadership or interested in pursuing leadership, or you are in a leadership role of any kind, I want this podcast to feel really relevant to you. And I want to be able to have big and brave conversations about work and about business. I am personally an entrepreneur. So if you're new here, I actually run a company called PodFox Media, which is a podcast production and strategic consultation company. And a big focus for my company in 2024, of course, I started as a solopreneur, a service provider, just me working for clients, finding clients, selling services, and then doing the actual services myself. I have hired some support team to help me out with that. And actually, as I've mentioned in recent episodes, I have been working this year on onboarding some folks who are actually going to do some account management. So, both the sales and the ongoing management and maintenance of accounts for new podcasts that they'll bring in new accounts basically, and then manage those accounts. So, they'll be able to do what I do, and our business will just continue to grow. So, that's been a big focus anyway. And one of the benefits of working on this additional structure and expansion is that it's already in the works to have an infrastructure that will allow me to be able to do something like have surgery, maybe multiple surgeries. So that is good that we're already working on that. But regardless, I will make sure that as I pursue what I need to moving forward, whatever that looks like, that I will also make sure my clients are always protected and taken care of. And I'm just so grateful that I'm in a situation where my leadership looks like getting to make decisions about what that's going to look like and then making it happen instead of being subject to like putting in for time and having to put in a request and worrying about how is this going to impact my job or my role, because that's a very real problem in the United States in the workforce today. So that's a little bit of a update about what's going on with me. Let's talk about an update of what's going on with the podcast. I wanted to share what I've been working on as far as what kind of conversations you can expect us to have on this show moving forward. I definitely want to bring guests on. I don't want every week to just be me talking to you. I think there are definitely times that I'll explore some topics. Like I mentioned at the beginning, I had a topic in mind that I really wanted to dig into this week, but because I have not been well, I'm actually recording this just a couple of hours before the episode comes out. And you can probably tell because Eric's editing magic did not grace this episode. So this was a very light edit. It was a very, very quick turnaround. And we're doing the best we can right now. But I decided that I think this makes more sense for what I want to do right now rather than this whole idea that I had. But I think sometimes I will do some solo episodes where maybe they're a little bit more research driven and I'm going to dig into some of these concepts to break them down and to make them more accessible. So some of the things that have come up on this podcast in the past, we've talked about things like capitalism and different marketing techniques and these kind of big concepts and how this comes into play with like business ethics and decision making and leadership and also our wellness and our mental health and our physical health as leaders in business. All of these things are intertwined, and we talk about these things on this podcast. And I think sometimes when we make references to these really big concepts, I want to be able to break them down and explore them more deeply and explain a framework for how they're being used or referenced in the context of the conversations we're having on this show. So I think that's what the solo episodes will tend to look like, almost like a crash course type of thing to a concept. And one of the ones that I know I want to talk about that was my original intention for this week, just to give you kind of some examples of what that might look like, was to look at grief and to really understand what grief is and how it works and how it shows up in business. And I think I'll let it hang there and we'll come back to it. I've referenced it in previous conversations because I was definitely experiencing some very deep grief about a month and a half or so ago in my business. And I just think that's something that people don't talk about very often. We have to perform like we are always happy and successful. And even when we're experiencing great success, we're supposed to be happy about it. And although I am happy about my success, I was really struggling with grief too. And I felt like, man, nobody prepared me for this. So I want to be able to talk about that on this podcast. I also think there was an episode where Amanda said to me as we were talking, and I was referencing capitalism, and she said to me, just to like reset for whoever's listening, can you explain like what is capitalism? And I was like, oh man, that is such a big topic that I do not feel prepared to just like give you a great answer that I feel really confident about that I feel like really does it justice. So I think a whole episode explaining this framework of capitalism and why we refer to it when we talk about big, brave business, right? Like, what is important about capitalism? Like, not just like the textbook definitions that we had to memorize in school or the propaganda that's handed to us from the government explaining what it is. Like, why is it relevant to us in these conversations? And how can we use that knowledge to be effective as business leaders? I think there's also an episode there that will probably be solo at some point. So that there's just some examples for you of what that crash course kind of concept is going to look like. But I also definitely want to have guests. I think that is one of my favorite things about this podcast has been doing it with Amanda, my business bestie. I want it to feel accessible and I want to build community and I want to have these conversations with other brilliant minds in business. And so I think having guest co-hosts on the show makes a lot of sense. With that being said, I don't want to do a lot of just straight interview style. I can't say I'll never interview someone on this show because never say never, right? You never know if that might end up being more appropriate. But I think what I really envision is having guest co-hosts rotate in, and if someone loves being on the show and we have so many more things we could talk about, they could continue to rotate in and come back several times. And I would love that. And I think it would be great for the audience as well. As Amanda and I shared in the last episode last week, I think one of the values of one of the most valuable things about Amanda and I being the two consistent voices with no additional guests on the show for season one was that we, if you were listening week by week, you got to know us and you could just get to continue to know us on a deeper and deeper level. And when you have a guest on, I want to get straight to the big and brave stuff, but also this is a person who is a stranger to you listening. So probably. So I want to be able to do both. I want to be able to have a variety of diverse voices and perspectives to come in and share about all kinds of diverse topics, but then I also want to be able to put in some consistency where we can really go deep and be really truly big and brave in business. I think guest co-hosting is really more the structure that I'm envisioning, where someone will come on and we can actually have dialogue about a topic. And I really see this going in kind of two different formats based on what Amanda and I used to do in season one of this podcast. So there were really two main directions when we would record a podcast episode. One version is that both of us would come up with three tips or stories or examples or suggestions related to a topic, and we would volley it back and forth where I share mine, my first one, she shares her first one, then I share my second one, then she shares her second one, and so on and so forth. And I think that that can be really effective for really tactical, really strategic, really helpful, really usable topics that are just tangible things that you can start putting into practice right away. So that's one kind of version. And then the other sort of format that I'm envisioning and having guests on is something else Amanda and I used to do where we would have this set of discussion questions that we would use as jumping off points to prompt discussion around a topic. So let's say the one about money stories, before we recorded that episode, we put together a little list of discussion prompt questions, and we went back and forth asking each other those questions and sharing our own stories and our own thoughts about a question about these different questions. And then also, when we would hear each other's answers, sometimes that would prompt other questions we wanted to ask each other to learn more. And it was an opportunity for both of us to share our thoughts around a topic. And we have our own unique perspectives and we have our own unique experiences. And it gave us both a chance to really dig into a topic rather than being interviewed about a topic. So I think that would be the other version of these guest-based episodes that I can picture for season two, is the same kind of thing where we're really getting deep together, exploring a topic rather than interviewing like an expert about something. But I do know there are experts on all kinds of topics who could come in for really excellent interviews. So we'll see. That could also be a third potential version. But I just, at this moment, that's not what I'm looking for. So that's what I am thinking it's going to look like. And when I thought about what kind of topics would we talk about, how do we, big, brave business is so big. It's such a big, wide, wild west of a concept that I wanted to have some structure, some infrastructure for what we could talk about. I did update the trailer. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the updated trailer, but the updated trailer does set the tone for this. I have the tone as Big Brave Business being a podcast where we challenge the status quo of traditional business practices, and we're inviting unconventional and underrepresented leaders to build businesses without perpetuating the toxic elements of corporate capitalism. So, whether you're a passionate entrepreneur or a corporate professional just yearning for change and wanting to do things differently and better, I hope that this podcast offers insightful conversations, radical perspectives, and actionable strategies to create businesses that prioritize people over profit. So, I came up with these four content pillars that we could talk about anything related to these four content pillars on this show. And the four content pillars are revolutionary leadership, ethics and core values, institutional interrogation, and diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion. Now, there's definitely some overlap in these four content pillars, and what exactly they're going to end up looking like, I think we will discover together. But to give you a little more insight into what those mean, let's talk about each one. So the first content pillar is revolutionary leadership, and this is anything from innovative hiring practices to empathetic management techniques. And it's an opportunity to explore how to cultivate a work environment that values, like I said, people over profit. So the idea is to challenge traditional notions of leadership and to pave the way for a more compassionate approach to business leadership. So it's really exploring the concept of leadership, especially from a perspective of leadership and management. Then the second content pillar is ethics and core values. And so this is really the opportunity to explore the intersection of business and morality as we navigate decision-making through the lens of core values. I do think establishing, like, what are ethics? What is morality? What are core values? That in itself definitely needs to be a podcast. But then any topic related to those topics, that lens, that perspective, that angle would be relevant to this content pillar. So, from setting ethical pricing structures to designing inclusive marketing campaigns, we will have the opportunity together to discover how to align every aspect of our business with our deepest principles. So, that's unique and individual to each of us. So, in your role as a leader in business, how do you align all of these different decision-making opportunities with those core values and your personal deepest principles? So, I also noted here, Big Brave Business redefines success not just by financial metrics, but by the integrity of our actions. The third content pillar is institutional interrogation. So, that's a lot of big words, but what we're talking about here is dismantling outdated systems to reimagine workplace dynamics. So this pillar invites us to engage in critical thinking and embrace complexity and nuance. The idea is to say goodbye to that blanket advice that people give out and to say hello to nuanced conversations that challenge the way things have always been done. So again, whether you're working in a corporate environment or whether you're an entrepreneur, there's so many examples of blanket advice or of this is just the way things have always been. This is just the way we do it. So going ahead and questioning, picking up those stones, overturning those stones and questioning like, why do we do things this way? And is there a better way to do it? What would that look like? So, interrogating the institution. Then, the fourth and final content pillar is diversity, equity, accessibility, and inclusion. This content pillar is embracing true diversity and inclusivity in business. Definitely talking about like, what do those terms even mean and what does that look like and how do you do it? So, from fostering equitable hiring practices to creating accessible spaces, we can explore how to build businesses that welcome and celebrate everyone. So, there's no such thing as a stupid question, and there's no gatekeeping. Being big and brave in business should be accessible to everyone. So, anything related to that topic is also something we could dig into here. So, if you have ideas about conversations you would like to come on the podcast and dig into with me, I would love to have you as my guest co-host. I would love to hear about a topic related to one or more of those content pillars that you would want to dig into with me. And we can chew on it together. We can get big and brave about it together. So, even if it's a topic that you think Amanda and I have talked about before, if you want to contribute your voice to the conversation, or you have more to say, or you want to go further with the topic, let's do it. I would love to have you. I do have a guest application that is already up and available, and it's at bigbravebusiness.com. Pretty easy. Bigbravebusiness.com. Now, at that website, it's going to give you again a brief overview of the different content pillars, and then there's a link to the actual application form. And the application form itself is going to ask you a little bit about you so that I can get to know you in case we've never met. And if we have met, you can be pretty brief here because I already know, but it would be helpful for me to come up with some sort of questions that we could dig into that we can use as prompts if the more you share. So you can tell me a little bit about you. Then there's an opportunity for you to just share about the topic you want to discuss. And I do have an option here where you can actually record this information as a voice memo. So if that's easier for you or more accessible for you than sitting and writing everything out, you can just put placeholder text in the required fields and just go ahead and record a voice memo for me and explain whatever you need to explain verbally. Everybody processes things differently. And if that's easier for you, by all means, go ahead and record a voice memo so that I can get to know you that way. The voice memo is optional, so if you prefer to write it out, then you do not need to record a voice memo. It is definitely, it's just an option for you for the sake of accessibility. And then it's going to ask you what content pillar or pillars best fit your topic suggestion out of those four. So it's a drop-down box so that you can select the ones that you feel like are most relevant to your topic suggestion. Now, I just shared with you in this episode the two directions that I see the episodes going. If you already know, hey, this is going to fit better in this format, you can go ahead and say that. But if you aren't sure, just put the topic in there. I will do that part of the work and I will tell you, this is what I'm thinking. How do you feel about this? And we can collaborate on it together. And then after that is just asking for like your bio so that I can include it for promotional purposes, what links you want to share, uploading your headshot, and then just an opportunity to ask any questions or express any concerns you have about the podcast. So it is not like the shortest form ever, but it's also not that bad. Like if you open it and you feel like a lot, it's mainly tell me about you, tell me about your idea. And then just submitting your guest collateral so that I already have it on file, like your bio and your headshot and those kind of things. So it is not that bad, but it is all there, and it'll take maybe, depending on how clear you are on what your actual topic is, it might take you 5 to 10 minutes to put together. If you are pitching yourself all the time to tons of podcasts, you might be able to fly through it pretty quickly if you have some kind of things saved to apply. But anyways, it's not a terrible form, I promise. But there is an application, and it's just because I want to make sure that I'm being really mindful about, first of all, of course, diversity and inclusivity. I also want to be really mindful about diversity of topics, and I also want to be able to skim, is this really helpful to this concept of big, brave conversations, or is this someone who wants to come on just to sell us something? I'm not interested in, this is part of the reason I'm not really doing an interview style show for season two, is because I don't think this is the space to just come in and sell something. And not, it's not to say that if you have an offer that's related to this, like let's say you do accessibility audits or you are an advisor for DEI or whatever, then like obviously that is relevant. And just in general, of course, I want to be able to feature your business and what you do and whatever offers you have that might be relevant to our audience. But I don't want the point to be a sales pitch. So this isn't a place for you to come on and just promote your new book. This isn't the place for you to come on and just promote your new course. The goal here really is to get big and brave about having these conversations around business leadership and to build connections and to push all of us to do business better. That's really the goal here. And that is the main reason for having it set up as an application so that I can get to know you and your vision for what to talk about. And we can plan it out a little bit more before we jump on a call to actually record the episode. So I don't do pre-episode meetings. It's just adding more meetings to my calendar. You guys have heard me talk about this on the podcast before. My meeting schedule gets so full so fast that honestly, I am not looking to just add more meetings to my calendar. So this application form actually helps me eliminate the need to get on a call, an extra call with you. So it's just saving us both calendar time. And I think this way, then when I reach back out to you after I get your application, I can say, like, hey, this is what I'm envisioning. This is the direction I could see it going. How do you feel about this? And we can plan that out before we get on the call. So you're already going to be prepared before we record for what the conversation is going to look like. And then we'll just see how it goes. So hopefully this is interesting to you. I think it's going to be really fun, and I think there's some really cool conversations we can have. I do have a bunch of applications already that I am in the process of reaching out to people and getting things scheduled. And I'm also personally inviting some people that I know I want to come on the show. And you listening may be one of those people that I already know you, and I'm going to personally invite you. But don't wait for me to personally invite you. Go ahead and fill it out if you know you're interested. And let's just go ahead and get you on the calendar. It is a lot of moving parts, and I would have definitely started this batching of content a couple of weeks ago, but up until a couple of weeks ago, Amanda and I were still planning on doing season two together. So that's why this has all been stuff I've put together in the last 2 weeks. And as then last past week, I've been unwell. Really, it's only about a week of work that I have put into building out what season two is going to look like. And I am really excited about it. The more I work on it, the more excited I feel, and the more sure I feel that this is going to be a great season, adding a lot of value. But I am feeling a little bit like the quicker we can just get some of these episodes scheduled, the recordings scheduled, so that we can start batching content, the better. So please, please, please apply. I need guests. I want to talk to you. It does not matter what role you're in or how much experience you've had in your current role. There are lots of topics we can talk about, no matter who you are or what your experience level is. So I don't want you to think like this isn't for me, or I'm not ready to have this conversation yet. It could literally be about anything, and we can bring it back to those topics. So please, please, please do fill out that application. Again, it's just bigbravebusiness.com. I am so glad that you joined me for my first ever solo episode for season two for Big Brave Business. And I can't wait to hear from you about this episode or any future episode, and especially for your application to come on the show, to hear what you want to talk about and what big, brave conversations you want to have about being a leader in business. So, thank you so much, and I will see you here next week. But in the meantime, you can come hang out with me on, I'm mostly on Instagram. You can follow me at Sarah K. Heater. I'm also at Big Brave Business. And lately, I've been really loving Threads. So if you are on Threads, come find me on there. I'm actually enjoying that so much more than Instagram lately, because I feel like the connection and the conversations feel so much more productive and generative and personal and real and authentic. And the stuff on Instagram just feels so aesthetic and like planned. And it's like, I guess I feel like it's a little bit like pulling teeth to try to engage, even for me to engage with other people's content, not just like, oh, I'm pulling teeth to get people to engage with my content. I struggle to engage with other people's content. I think Instagram is just like fake and hard. But that's mostly where I hang out. I also I started a Facebook page for Big Brave Business. So you can find us over there as well. There's not much to see yet at the time of recording this, but I want to be wherever you are. We're also going to be on Facebook. I do have a YouTube channel. Amanda and I did some interviews with a bunch of our friends on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/@BigBraveBusiness. So you can connect with us on YouTube as well and meet some of our cool friends on there. That is a lot of fun. I'll be adding more YouTube content as well as we go. So lots of places to find us. And again, just one more time, you can apply to be a guest on the show at BigBraveBusiness.com. All right, that's all I've got for you today. We did it! Our first solo episode together. I'll see you next Tuesday.